Thank you, Mr. President. I think there's just one president in the room, and that's you. So, you know, I didn't intend to take the floor, but especially because we think that your draft you put before us is a balanced one, a comprehensive one, and is fit for purpose for a political declaration, and also in the light of the comments and reflections already shared by the European Union, which we completely align to. But as I have the floor, let me just underline once more that we also are very interested to see a confirmation that that IEDs, improvised explosive devices, that meet the convention's definition and fall under the obligations of the convention, should be highlighted in the declaration. No, I was asking for the floor because after having listened to the proposal made by the delegate of the Holy See, I would just support this idea to give room in the political declaration also to pay tribute to the people who are doing the work on the ground. I think we all here are working for the convention. We are working for the convention in quite secure circumstances. There are others who are really implementing the convention in taking great risks, and I think it's only fair that we would also put wording with regard to these people. We are completely open, and I think as the delegate of the Holy See said as well, we are open in which way this should be done and how the wording should read. But I think that's a very good idea, and we would be just underline our full support for this proposal. Thank you.